Hopefully each and every one of us can say, Lord, I believe. And the only way that we believe is by the Word of God, as we have been studying and focused on, as we think about the words of eternal life. Not the words of man, the words of eternal life. As we think about, this lesson and the first day of the year, and we immediately think about creation and what a beautiful thing it was to be able to go to Florida and to be able to see the sunrise each morning. It's an amazing and awesome thing to think about and to consider. As you think about the days of creation, how long were the days of creation? It's amazing that this should be even a discussion at all, but we shouldn't be surprised that Satan is going to try to destroy the Word of God from the beginning. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Really? Did he? You know, as you think about Adam and Eve, and Eve being deceived by the serpent, has God really said these things? And so we want to examine how long were the days of creation. A Gallup poll was done, and this has been a while back. Very likely it's gotten worse, but in the U.S., this poll in June 2nd, 2014, about 46% believe in the creationist view of human origins, God creating human beings in present form in the last 10,000 years or so. So almost half, about 15% believe in atheist evolution, according to this Gallup poll in America, and about 32% believe in theistic evolution. Human beings have developed over ages or millions of years from less developed forms, but God guided the process. And you can see on the screen where get that information there. So why do I bring this up now? You would think that as you understand that in the world, but as I had gone down to Florida and was near Tampa, and with Mark Gibson and just hearing about Shane Scott going back to Florida College. I've warned about him before, but going back to Florida College, long-standing professor back then, and there was controversy about this before he even went to Florida College. But I want you to think about the words. And again, as you think about comparing whatever is said by the Word of God, and I'm thankful as I think about those who are paying attention to the Word, and there was one mistake, and we want to try to correct them on all the passages on the screen. It was, for those who had taken notes, Lamentations 3, 22 through 26, instead of Lamentations 4, which only goes up to verse 22. So I'm thankful that you're paying attention, because I can make mistakes, but as we look and compare what man says, influential gospel preachers say, in comparison with the Word of God and the influence that they have on young people, Shane Scott, and I looked to verify that, and on Florida College website, Shane Scott is now a professor again at Florida College here in 2022. Well, this goes back to March 1995, and there's been no public repentance of what he taught back then. In Century Magazine in March 1995, in the introduction, so this is the introduction to what he's going to be talking about in the whole article, and we're going to take excerpts, and again, to examine what he said by the scriptures, quoting from Shane Scott in Century Magazine, March 1995, but over what kind of time frame did God create our universe? Some Bible believers insist that the world must be only 6,000 years old because the world was created in 6 days, according to Genesis 1. In this article, I will argue that the Bible allows for a much older earth because the days of Genesis 1 should not be interpreted literally. Is that news to you as you think about, does that kind of raise your eyebrows, or does that cause any concern at all to you? Well, that's what we're told in 1 Thessalonians 5, 21 and 22. Examine everything carefully. Hold fast to what? To that which is good. Abstain from every form of evil. And so in every lesson, we try to do that. Concerning, are the days of creation, are they literal or are they figurative? What's a blessing today as far as the internet goes, and as far as think about the expensive books that you had to buy in the past, and the Hebrew and the Greek and all of that, and now just through the internet, there are many different avenues that where you can look up the Hebrew words and the Greek words very easily. Well, there's this Hebrew word. Remember that the words that are given in Hebrew in the Old Testament and the Greek in the New Testament, they're given by God. They aren't man, and what we see the translations of what they would translate from certain words, but there's this Hebrew word yom that is used in Genesis chapter 1. And how is that Hebrew word yom translated? Is it day or ages? Because as you look upon the world since Darwin in the 1859 when he wrote his book back then, and we see the influence upon generations and generations of individuals to whereby some people think theistic evolution is acceptable to God, and you can teach that and be approved and be accepted, as you saw in the statistics at the beginning. But if you go to Genesis chapter 1, the clarity and the simplicity and purity of the scriptures, because when you are reading, when you think about Jesus as he speaks in parables or talking in figurative language, you're going to be able to clearly see that. And here you understand words literally, unless there's obvious figurative meaning. But as you look in the passages here, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And we see each day, God said, let there be light, and there was light. And there was evening, and there was morning the first day. The second day, there was evening, and there was a morning the second day. And the third day, and the fourth day, and the fifth day, and the sixth day. You see the clearly defined terms in the scripture itself. What is a day described as? Do you get an idea when you look at ages here? There was ages, millions or possibly billions of years concerning each day, concerning long. No, it's defined evening and there was morning, a day. Do we have that today? An evening and a morning. You know, 12 hours in the evening, 12 hours in the morning, as you look upon a 24-hour day. Genesis 1, 5, 8, 13, 19, 23, and 31. And we see that all that God had made, and the scripture says, behold, it was very good in verse 30-31. Now, it appears from the way man looks upon it concerning that, especially when you go into space, that's light and millions and billions of years, and that's what it appears like to man. But you think about the power of God and the instantaneous power when God says, let there be light, and immediately there was light. It didn't take millions or billions of years for that to happen. And so in Genesis chapter 1, verse 14, to think about a question about this, in verse 14, think about the fourth day here, and God said, let there be lights in the expanse of the heavens to separate the day from the night, and let them be for what? For signs and for seasons and for days and years. Concerning those yoms, if that Hebrew word yom is a day or ages. Lights separated day from night. Let them be for signs and for seasons, for days and for years. If days represent years or millions or billions of years, what do the years signify? Does that make any sense as you think about what the Bible says? As an examination here in Psalm 33, Psalm 33 and verse 6. People are limiting the power of the Word of God and conforming to this world, sadly. And the whole thing is that if we don't have a conviction on the Word of God, we'll just go right along with it because of personalities, as Brett has often mentioned, instead of listening and examining what people are saying by the scriptures. And Psalm 33 and verse 6, by the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and by the breath of his mouth, all their host. In verse 9, He spoke and it came to be. He commanded and it stood firm, stood fast. I originally had this on the New American Standard Bible. But the whole thing is that the power of the Word of God, He spoke and it commanded. God said, let there be light, and there was light. Creation was the immediate result of God's command. Otherwise, you think about concerning the, you don't really believe in the power of God, the power of the Word of God. The foundation for creation is the Word of God. Now, the whole thing is that if theistic evolution is right, if that's true, how did the plants on day three survive for billions of years without the sun on day four? How did that happen? Pollination from the insects, day six. How did that possibly happen? There isn't an answer for that, is there? It's foolishness. The wisdom of the world is foolishness before God. To a person who has a good and honest heart is going to believe and stand for the truth. It gets worse as far as Shane Scott goes, because he doesn't just say the days can be ages or should be ages or that's his opinion. No, he has in big paragraph, in a big paragraph headline, days must be ages. It must be that way. It must be. In quotation, under that headline, in that Century magazine, going back to March 1995, the days of creation in Genesis 1 cannot be literal. You know why? Continue to quote, because the parallel account of creation in Genesis 2. After God put man in the garden, he paraded the animals before Adam, who gave names to all the cattle, birds, and to every beast of the field in chapter 2, verse 20. Adam, however, had no helper, and God created Eve for him. Okay, look at the speculation. I'm the one who underlined here. I'm quoting from Shane Scott. Some amount of time must have passed between Adam's creation, the name of the animals, and then Eve's creation. But if the days of Genesis 1 are interpreted literally, all of these events must have occurred in one 24-hour day, because on the sixth day, God created man. Male and female, he created them. Are you okay with that? Some amount of time must have passed on that sixth day. There isn't any possible way that he could have named all the animals on that day. So he speculates and says some amount of time must have passed that these events couldn't have happened on that day. Or am I misunderstanding what he's saying? In Jude, as you think about concerning your facts or your opinion, in the book of Jude, what are we told to do and to agonize for? In Jude 1, in that chapter, beloved, although I was very eager to write to you about our common salvation, I found it necessary to write appealing to you to contend for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. It's not going to change. It is not ever going to change. Once for all delivered to the saints, contend for the faith. And faith is the only way that faith comes is how? It comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10, verse 17. Is that demonstrating faith in the word of God or his opinion, which is dividing, can divide many brethren, dividing people as far as going along with the world. Now I want you to think about another thing in the sixth day. If the sixth day was long ages of time, if that was true, as he is asserting, Adam would have lived on that day for a long period of time, right? And they lived into the next day. So, well, Adam lived a long, long time. Genesis 5, verse 5, he lived 930 years. But if it's millions or billions of years in between each day, or their long ages, how does that fit a day-age theory, long ages of time? How is that possible? Continue under his headline, days must be ages. To prove that the days are ages, consider the seventh day. So he's making all these arguments. Now we can contend that this is all against the word of God, deceiving brethren, influencing children who go to Florida College to accept this human philosophy and depart from the doctrine of Christ, depart from God's word. A quotation continuing, to prove that the days are ages, consider the seventh day. All the other days of creation ended with the phrase, and there was evening and morning, an X day. The first, second, third, and contend as you look upon it, defined there in the context. Continuing the quote, I understand that phrase to mean on each of these days, those days had a distinct conclusion. However, there is no such statement for the seventh day, which must mean that it has not ended. Is that all right with you? Quotation. In other words, on the seventh day, God ceased creating new life forms, and that day has continued until now because he still rests from creating new life. Now I want you to think about he rested on the seventh day, Genesis 2, verses 2 and 3. Those who hold to this view ignore the tense of the verb there. Just because the Lord rested from creation that day does not mean that the day is continuing, that he rested. When you think about God clearly had worked for six literal consecutive days, followed by a seven-day of rest. What is that a pattern for? It's a pattern for the Israelites to follow in Exodus 20 and verse 11. Did it take days or millions of years for God to create the heavens and the earth? When you read through the Bible, it is in harmony with one another. God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. The truth should unite us, and when there is those who are teaching against the doctrine of Christ, it needs to be exposed. Let's look at Exodus chapter 20, verse 11. You think about in the law of Moses when it's given in this context, and he's going to be talking about the Sabbath day. For in 6 days, in six ages, billions or millions of years, the Lord made the heavens and the earth. No, in 6 days. What do we understand concerning the days? 24, literal 24-hour days. Evening and the morning was the first day. The sea and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. The age of creation, literal or figurative. As you think about concerning asking a question concerning children in the fourth, fifth, and sixth grade. Did it take days or millions of years for God to create the heavens and the earth according to the Bible? Well, the Bible says in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth. And if we're going to speak as the oracles of God, 1 Peter 4, verse 11, that's what we believe. Lord, I believe. Yes, I believe. Or am I going to believe those who would compromise with the world on this subject? It's a pattern. In John 5, verse 17, when we were studying in that book, Jesus implied that the seven-day rest was over. God is not at rest. He is working, as Jesus had said. My Father has been working until now, and I have been working. In John 5, in verse 17. And another thing, in Matthew chapter 19, again, when you look at all these passages of Scripture and compare it with what he's saying and what the world is saying, it's so very clear. Why are these passages in the Bible? God knows what man's going to come up with. And the whole thing is that we can just turn to the pages of the Word of God. You think about, why would we go to a question about a divorce on this subject? Well, in Matthew chapter 19, the Pharisees were testing Jesus. In Matthew 19, verse 3, is it lawful to divorce one's wife for any cause? And he answered, have you not read? Where did Jesus go back to? Have you not read? Or are you reading from what the world is saying. Oh, reading, going back to the Word of God, which they would know. Have you not read that He who created them from what? From the beginning. From the beginning. Because it would say, well, you know, it's a long time before human beings came upon this earth. No, the Scripture says it was on the sixth day. Can that find time for millions or billions of years? No. He who created them from the beginning made them male and female. In Mark's account, from the beginning of creation. Why is that in there? It's so very important when you think about words. And as we studied before, Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And so when we think about from the beginning of creation, some have done a timeline. If you look at millions or billions of years and this tiny speck that would say concerning, well, man came after all this period of time. That would not be from the beginning of creation. For those who are going to say, well, you know, yes, God created the universe, but it came about through a process of evolution or millions and billions of years. From the beginning of creation, God made man and woman. But how could that possibly be true if each day had millions or billions of years between them? Well, and sometimes you get to this, does it really matter? Does it really matter what you believe about this? Is it really a matter of salvation? And I say this because when the arguments were going through, and you need to realize, for those who don't know it, most do here, and I was from Florida College from 1990 to 1993, and so Shane Scott came a few years later after that, and then all this controversy was hitting in 1998, 1999, and you have to realize Betty and myself, we met at the Florida College lectures, and then we ended up getting married, and so it was kind of an anniversary sort of thing, but we don't go back any longer. These issues as far as the great danger that is there. Those who say it doesn't matter what you believe about creation, it is a matter of salvation, listen to Jesus. Because this is what some were saying in the discussion. Stan Cox was a big part of that as far as the Watchman magazine and dealing with these issues when they weren't wanting to answer questions and dealing with these arguments. Does it really matter? In John 5, verse 46 and 47, when we were in the Bible class, for those who were here in the Gospel of John on Wednesday night, we mentioned this. Jesus said, if you believed Moses, you would believe me. Okay, what did Moses write by inspiration? The first five books of the Bible, which would include about creation, right? If you believe Moses, each day of creation, the power of the Word of God, he said you would believe me, for he wrote about me. But if you do not believe his writings, you do not believe concerning the days of creation are literal 24-hour days, how will you believe my words? John 5, verse 46 and 47. Because the whole thing is, if we could interpret those words differently because of the pressure of conforming to this world and those who have doctorate degrees, and you have to realize the Florida College professors, to meet the requirements concerning when you're talking about getting credits and things like that, you have to have a certain amount of the professors that have to have a doctorate degree. And so where do they get the doctorate degrees? Well, they go to these seminary colleges, and here they're among the elites, and the peer pressure is strong. And some have come back, and here they start teaching these worldly principles that come into their thinking. And it's sad, the reality of that. But how long is it going to be concerning brethren, concerning, well, Jesus said, he who believes and has been baptized shall be saved, he who has disbelieved shall be condemned. Well, he didn't say he who believes and has not been baptized will still be saved. I mean, you have to believe and be baptized shall be saved. Not just believe only. Do we believe those words? Well, we should. Jesus is the Savior, not man. And are we listening to the words of Jesus? Or because you're dealing with persecution and suffering, I'm not going to be willing to stand up for that. Because when you preach against anybody at Florida College and examine it by the scriptures, you're not going to be very popular. You're not going to get a lot of support. You're not going to get the context. You're not going to have a lot of gossip meetings, but that's not what it's all about. It's about the words of eternal life. Or those who preach this will just say, well, you know, you're young and you just want to make a name for yourself. You think that you're smarter than all these other individuals? And that's not the right argument, is it? It's a matter of truth, matter of the words of eternal life in the influence. And the fact that I have this knowledge gives me the importance of a stricter judgment, because the warnings that are necessary for those who are younger who would have never heard about these warnings. How come you didn't warn me about this? Well, you know, I'm just not going to be popular if I say anything about this. Well, it's a matter of eternal life. Days of creation are literal and can't be ages. Why? Because God spoke when he defined a day as what? As the evening and the morning were the first day and so on. Creation happened immediately after his command. Didn't take millions or billions of years. Adam died at the age of 930 years old, which wouldn't make sense if the days are ages. God is not continuing to rest on the seventh day. He continues to work. And Jesus said, I am myself am working. Jesus taught that Adam was created. Adam, I should say man and woman, was created at the beginning of creation. Shane Scott is a professor at Florida College. He has a lot of influence. Sadly, it caused division here many years ago when there was a gossip meeting for him in the area. And so we recognized concerning, hey, we got to warn about individuals, young people that would go and be. You think about these young, eloquent preachers, and he's not young anymore, but the influence that he has upon young people. Well, he's a professor at Florida College, and that's, in a sense, to many people, that he has this great intellect and knowledge and perception that many people are listening to him, and it's dangerous. He has not repented of his view that days must be ages, and they aren't literal. It's false. It will lead young people astray who send their children to school who aren't warned about his error. And the thing about it is that some people would ask me in the past, well, I want to do what you did and go to Florida College and say, well, you know, the warnings that are down there, as I look upon it concerning that, where are you going to go worship when you're down there? Well, you know, Florida College isn't the church, some will say. Well, they're members of the church, and the influence that is there. You're not going to hear warnings from the Word of God about what they're doing, because you have to realize a lot of money is involved in that. It costs a lot of money to go to Florida College. In Romans chapter 16, when you talk about these matters, unfortunately, it's just kind of like, well, it's just a preacher's fight. That's all that this is about. And it's about egos and things like that rather than a matter of the truth. Well, in Romans chapter 16, the Apostle Paul makes appeal to the brethren at Rome here when he said, I appeal to you, brothers, to watch out for those who cause divisions and create obstacles contrary to the doctrine that you have been taught. Avoid them. For such persons do not serve our Lord Christ, but their own appetites, and by smooth talk and flattery, they deceive the hearts of the naive. I always think back to the New American Standard Bible. By their smooth and flattering speech, they deceive the hearts of the unsuspecting. They're not prepared. When you go down to Florida College and you have all these individuals that would preach, come before them. Well, I heard them in chapel, and they were a good speaker, and there's no warnings about them. as I go, you know, through the years, and it's been 30 years since I've been there, and that influence, and we're told to mark and avoid those who cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine of Christ. Is this what you were taught all these years? No, you were taught that in school, that it was millions or billions of years, and that's what you've very likely heard over and over and over and over again. And you see the influence of the world on the church, first in the denominations and then in the church. Mark and avoid those who cause divisions. And this has definitely caused divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine of Christ. So don't be deceived by false teachers who deny God's power and pervert the scriptures. The passage we're going to go into detail when Brett teaches Romans 1 verses 18 through 20, right? God's wrath is against all ungodliness and the righteousness of men who do what? Who suppress the truth in their unrighteousness. The truth is suppressed when you're basically saying theistic evolution, days must be ages, they aren't literal. It's denying the power of God. For since creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power, divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so that men are without excuse. There would be those in 2 Peter 3, verse 16, that would twist and pervert the scripture, their own destruction. We're told to warn about that. Because when you're led astray, you aren't going to be able to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. And the influence of individuals is that, okay, choosing sides concerning who has the stronger personality or who has the most money. No, it's a matter of what Jesus Christ, as we think about what he suffered, bled, and died for. And Christ is head over all things of the church. We're not. We're the body. We're supposed to respond to the head. The head has spoken. Lord, I believe. Yes, I believe. And we're going to contend earnestly for the faith because we want souls to be saved. We want those to be warned about these things so that they don't go down the road to ruin, the road to destruction. We care and love our young people and want to warn about them. Sadly, as you look upon it, certainly those who go to Florida College, they go to all the larger congregations where they have lots and lots of people. The truth should be the most important. That's what will stand in the last day. Heaven and earth shall pass away. Jesus said, my word shall never pass away. So as you think about our daily Bible reading program, if the devil can get you to believe Genesis chapter 1, well, theistic evolution. Yes, God started the process, but it came through a theory of evolution. Millions or billions of years, it's going to lead to destruction. Because it's going to be easy to twist another passages of scripture that aren't very popular in our society. You're considered a fool if you believe, concerning the days of creation or young earth these days. And very likely, because in most cases, you won't be able to get a doctorate degree because you believe that. Well, the lesson is yours, and hope and pray it was profitable as you examine. And again, if I've failed to uphold the truth, please let me know. Or if you want to study on these matters further. If you're subject to heaven's invitation tonight, if you need to obey the gospel, you need to be baptized for the remission of your sins, or you need to be restored, God calls, we encourage you to come right now as you stand and sing.